Since you guys are with us, I'm going to speak in English first. It would be a very short sermon. But if you remember what I say today, your life will be successful. As you see here, the title to this sermon is what? Paradigm Shift. Okay, what is a paradigm? Anyone knows? Paradigm is just a set of rules or regulations that solve the problem. In your life, you're going to face all kinds of problems and challenges. How you're going to face those problems? What kind of solutions you're going to have? For your jobs, for your faith life, for your girlfriend, and boyfriend, and marriage, and anything you go, alright? You need a paradigm. Actually, you have the paradigm. But today's sermon title is not to have a paradigm. It means paradigm shift. You have to shift your paradigm. One of the books I have read many years ago, it's about 20 years ago actually, the book title was Future Edge, Discovering the New Paradigm by Joel Barker. He predicted what's going to happen, what kind of a paradigm shift will happen in next 20 years. That was 1992. To tell you the truth, everything happened as he predicted. People who heard him and followed his direction, shifted their paradigms. They became the successful leaders of this world now, especially in business world. According to him, there are four kinds of terminal cancers in people's life. Not liver cancer, not stomach cancer, no, not that kind of cancer. This is mental cancer, which you must overcome to be successful. First, common sense. People tend to believe in common sense. But believe me, folks, common sense changes by the time. The common sense 10 years ago may not be common sense now. Communications you do now. How you communicate? We used to write a letter or traveled to a friend's house to tell, what you feel about. Now, how you do it? We do not write a letter nor travel to distant world. Email. Well, your parents, some of them are doing it, but most of them not doing it. They're not following the paradigm. This email thing is kind of a passé. Passé is what is past. It's a Greek, not Greek, it's a French word. And what do you do? Text message. Even you have internet, everything on your cell phone. I send email to my daughter or to my son. Usually I get response from their cell phone. Even the way you watch game, okay? Now people watch World Cup game on the road. How? On their cell phone. Okay, how you read the books? We used to read all the paper books, right? And you have to go to library and borrow books and check out and read. These days, what do you call iPad or spindle? Or this spindle? Yeah. Paradigm is changing, folks. So common sense. You must overcome common sense. Common sense today may not be common sense when you grow up. So if you decide your future based upon your common sense now, you're going to be in trouble. When I was in Korea, when I was in elementary school, Korea had a major industry was textile. That's only industry they had. Korea was as poor as Somalia, folks. The textile industry, the first industry, people who had one textile machine, they could send their kid to college without problem. So, you know, when you go to college, you know, the major, the best major people chose, the most difficult, you have to take exams. In the school where I went, is the textile department. Textile major was the most difficult one. Usually, you know, competition ratio is over 150 to 1. Impossible. But by the time I went to college, textile business went dead. Totally different industries coming up. So now, you guys, young guys especially, when you plan for your future, don't stick to common sense. Now, especially common sense with your parent. Because your parents are still living in faraway land. Second, what you call paradigm paralysis. This is in Korean, you call 고정관념. This is what? People have certain things. We must do this way. There's only one way to solve the problem. When you approach worship service, you know, your parents would say, we have to do everything according to this order, as if it was the worship order 2,000 years ago. No. That became our paradigm. That must be changed too. It, you know, there are many things in your world. You think, we must. Unless you overcome that we must, you're going to be in trouble. Third, misdirected stubbornness. 고집, okay? No flexibility whatsoever. Without flexibility of your thinking, you go nowhere. Number four, tradition. You know, tradition. You see the musical, well, what, the violin, well, violin on the roof, right? And the fiddle on the roof, sorry, yeah. The tabia, the, you know, the singing, tradition. There's fighting between tradition and changing world. The paradigm of a parent, the tabia, and paradigm of their kids are no longer the same. Kids are trying to break away from traditions. Traditions are good, but traditions are not always right. Sometimes you have to overcome your tradition. Four things I said, right? Common sense, paradigm paralysis, and misdirected stubbornness. Koreans are stubborn. You have to overcome it. Then tradition. So the way to succeed, you must be flexible. You must keep your eyes, no, eyes, this is eyes, eyes and ears open to what people say about the future. Especially to what Pastor Kim says about your life. I'm serious. Okay? And flexible. Flexible. This is a key. Even the soccer game in the World Cup, those who are not flexible stick to their old pattern of play of soccer. They are losing. England lost to Germany. Miserable. 4-1. See, many strong teams are losers in this World Cup. They're what you call is destroying the positions. We used to play by the rule, okay? Here, forward and right wing, left wing, and middle field, and here is defensive players, what they call fullback. They play in their position. They don't go anywhere else. Now, that paradigm changed. People have to play all positions. Remember, that Korean kid, Jung Soo Lee, he scored 2 goals. He was fullback. He was not supposed to score, but he scored most goals. So paradigm is changing, folks. And today's message is also about paradigm shift. Peter had all the paradigm of a Jewish world. According to Peter, only Jews are entitled to enjoy the benefit of the kingdom of God. Only Jews, exclusivism. Also, he believed in the regulations and laws. The top priority for Peter was to keep the laws according to Jewish tradition. And third, what Peter cared most was the temple, the physical building temple. Now, God is trying to break Peter's paradigm. It took a long time, folks. How God did it? God showed Peter three visions, right? And all kind of weird things and unclean things coming from heaven. And God told Peter, "Peter, get up and eat," right? What Peter said, his paradigm, according to his paradigm, he can't eat those things. Surely not, Lord. So here, Peter is disobeying the command of God. So this is all the paradigm. What do you have this stubbornness? What do you have these traditions? What do you have this common sense as a Jew? We could even disobey God himself. What is prior? Obedience to God or staying with your own tradition? That's the question. Peter chose staying with the tradition, disobeying God. "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." So, God repeated three times to get Peter realize what he is doing. Finally, Peter realized the message, so decided to obey God. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you, so get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." According to Jewish custom, Jews do not get along with the Gentiles. They never have table fellowship, because table fellowship means you become one with them. Now God is commanding Peter, "Do not hesitate to go with them." God is sending Peter to Cornelius' house, the Gentiles' house, to eat with them, having fellowship with them. Finally, Peter went down and said to the man, "I'm the one you are looking for. Why have you come?" So Peter became flexible. That's how God was able to use Peter to become his mighty ambassador. Peter was the one who was one of the two stones, you know, cornerstones, we may even call, of Vatican. When you go there, it's a huge columns. One is Peter, the other one is Paul. I believe the same thing may apply to you guys. I already talked about you must be flexible in your thinking. Even worshiping with your parent together, it's boring, right? You must bear with all these different rules and regulations. Think the other way. You are getting blessed twice. Change your paradigm, folks. Overcome your common sense in your life, especially choosing your major for those who are going to college. Alright? Do not choose your major or your future job based upon the common sense today. Okay? Listen to what's going on in the world, how the world is changing. Then overcome your tradition, folks. And tradition, in Korean tradition, Korean-American tradition here, especially your parent tradition, is quite different from you guys. You can always follow the tradition. Then you have to be flexible for that too. The third thing, as Peter overcame exclusivism of Jewish people, I want you guys to overcome that exclusivity. Korean tended to be very exclusive in their thinking, even in their business. Unless you open your mind to whole world, to different colors of people, different kind of jobs, different opportunities, you're going to be just locked in your own self-world. Open your heart wide and big. Make a friend, as many friends as possible from different background. That actually will give you the road to your future. And one word, remember, paradigm shift, and be flexible in your thinking about in your future. That's today's